Hi, I'm Rochelle Rice, and welcome to my Masters of Movement series. These women are successfully leading an active lifestyle. They got to where they are today, step by step, one molecule at a time. They were able to bring their whole body on board, as opposed to their head trying to lead the charge. Please help me welcome these Masters of Movement. Shonda Davis is a member of the Commit to Change Health Initiative offered at her worksite. We first started working together in February of 2012, on site with this program. Shonda has incredible energy and enthusiasm for life, but was continually challenged with leading an active lifestyle. Her faith and commitment have led her on a confident path of wellness. Welcome, Shonda. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Listen, we began working together at the program that was offered at your employment. What did you find most useful about having an on-site program?
The accountability.
Yes. The need to have to keep showing up.
Yes. mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We have a lot of people who may be in programs at their employment, but how do you feel about working, moving together with your coworkers?
I thought it was awesome because we were able to share stories, able to share recipes, able to share with each other every day, talking through the struggles.
Mm-hmm. And it was okay for you to be talking the struggles, even though some people might be embarrassed or ashamed or whatever because they're their coworkers.
Definitely. It made it more comfortable, a little more intimate. At work, you're here so many long hours, so you almost become the second family.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You do share a lot of hours together. And what do you feel was your favorite part of the on-site program? The movement, we did some stretching. What was your favorite part of the whole thing?
I think the movement, and then also helping me to understand the wrong foods at the wrong times or the combination of foods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we had talked one time and we found that your journey is incredibly faith-based. Can you share how your faith helped you reach your turning point and how maybe it can, well, let's talk about how your faith helped you reach your turning point.
It was great because we have a number of women at church who are definitely in need of losing some weight as well and changing their lifestyle. But I thought that the faith built, trusting God, it helps us to understand that our temple is so godly. God did not build us to go through the things that we're going through, definitely for not all the changes that we're going through. So I started to look up what my temple meant to God. Mm-hmm. And it says that it's not supposed to be used to overeat.
Yeah, and your temple being your body, and your body's not to be used to overeat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are any passages in particular that come to you about movement and your body?
I think the biggest one for me is, there's so many right now. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
We'll go for it. Just how about
I
one?
I want to say 2 Chronicles 2:5. It talks about the temple I am going to build will be great because our God is greater than anything.
Wow. Yeah, and I love this idea of a temple, that our body is a temple, and how we take care of it and how we maintain it and sustain it. How do you continue to sustain this faith and working within your temple?
The sisters at church, for one. So we're all gathered together. We pray together. We fast together. We're each other's lifelines. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like 10 chocolate chip cookies today, and we definitely feel that you need to call. There needs to be some communication, so that you don't use that as the substance of what you really need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked also a lot about being able to breathe through some of these things as well, I think, right? Like how do you find the breath even to keep you on track?
Oh, my gosh. It's gotten easier.
Mm.
In the beginning, it was very hard to find that little breathing space, but you do have to take the time to better yourself.
Yeah. Shonda, what are your favorite forms of movement today that keep you active? What would you say your favorite forms are?
Definitely walking. Mm-hmm. Definitely walking. And doing, learning how to do stretches at home. Also, there are some things that you can do sitting in your office chair that I never even thought about.
Yes. Can you give us an example of one of those? Because those are some of my favorite for sure.
The first thing is sitting on the edge of the chair mm-hmm. and holding your core in for about a 30 count. Just smaller breaths and just holding that core.
Fantastic. And by any chance, are you doing a seated spinal twist?
Yes.
Well, for our listeners, why don't you share that one as well? Because you know it's one of my favorites.
Yes. So, sitting at the edge of the chair and just turning, I want to say on either side, as far as you could go.
That's it.
And holding it there.
You were surprised I asked, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, for our listeners, I can complete it for her just a little bit better. So you're seated on the edge of the chair, as Shonda said, and you're turning to your right, let's say to begin. And you're just taking a few breaths in and out and then coming back to center and then turning to the left and a few breaths in and out and coming back to center. So, Shonda, this activity of seated spinal twist must bring some energy to you.
Yes, it does.
Because it was nice to hear you chuckle about it. Great. Okay. How has your active lifestyle, do you feel, impacted your life and renewed your faith?
Wow. Helping other people definitely just makes me happy in the first place. But I think that having to make sure that my life is active, because it also gives you the reward when looking in the mirror, when getting back on the scale. So you definitely feel happy about the end result.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of end result, is there maybe another passage you could share with us from the Bible about what end result or a goal or something that might anchor you to your body a little bit more?
I want to say Zephaniah 3:17. Mm-hmm. And it talks about how God is mighty to save. And at the end of every trial and everything you're going through, that he sings upon you with his singing.
Wow, girl, that just gently washed over my heart. Thanks. Thanks so much for sharing that. That is really, really beautiful. So a lot of the clients I work with are sometimes really feel a sense of either hopeless or hopelessness. And I'll often say to them, just borrow my faith. And I say that from a place of whatever that means to them in this moment. But you in particular, Shonda, are really grounded in your faith. What advice would you offer to our listeners about faith and movement and how you just continue to go forward in life?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is also another passage in Ephesians 6, and it talks about how putting on the full body armor of God. Mm-hmm. God has to be one, for the most part, in your thinking. It starts there. Mm-hmm. Not just reading it, but what am I today? How am I feeling today? Why am I feeling this way? Also getting in touch with your emotions. But I think that helps me each and every day. Do I have my full armor of God on today?
Wow, that just really anchors it so strongly. You are so wonderful, all these passages, Shonda. I was wondering, would you mind sharing maybe one or two more that come into your lifestyle for you that are really strong for you? Because you whipped them off to me that day, girl.
I'm trying to think what helps me each and every day. Mm-hmm. I would say Song of Songs, mm-hmm. and that's chapter 8, and that's verses 6 to 7. And it talks about placing a seal over your heart. But it also talks about making that seal your armor, making you strong and unyielding, and just such a blazing fire of emotions. And I just thought that, like, all of those things, you know, it helps me to get through the day.
Wonderful. Shonda, listen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's just a pleasure to have you and so to listen to your story of how your movement is just anchored in your faith. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So what did we learn today from Shonda? How can you incorporate spirituality into your movement? How can you incorporate spirituality and faith in an active lifestyle? See what shows up for you in your life that might mean spirituality. But in the meantime, borrow my faith. I'm Rochelle Rice, your plus-size movement expert, helping you lead an active lifestyle.